As usual, Nicaragua's armed forces distributed and guarded ballots ahead of Sunday's presidential elections. But there's nothing usual about this one. Most noteworthy is who is not on the ballot. Not a single competitive candidate from Nicaragua's main opposition parties. In the lead-up to the poll, President Daniel Ortega, who's running for a fourth consecutive term, imprisoned seven mainstream opposition candidates and disqualified the rest, accusing them of everything from money laundering to treason.
Aquí se está juzgando.
What we are doing is trying criminals who have plotted against the country, the security of our country, by trying to organize another uprising, another coup d'etat.
The crackdown on opposition candidates and activists ahead of the elections forced architect Maria Angeles Delgado to seek refuge in neighboring Costa Rica.
When the repression increased, I started receiving direct death threats while police surrounded my house and refused to let me leave. I managed to escape. Before, we had corruption and irregularities, but these elections ridicule the world's electoral system of democracy. Daniel is laughing at the entire world by holding this type of vote.
The EU and international human rights organizations are calling the election a farce. The Biden administration has already announced it will impose new sanctions. But there are a handful of candidates on the ballot besides Mr. and Mrs. Ortega, who is the vice president.
They are very unknown figures in the country, very little known, and they run for parties that are widely perceived as collaborators with the government.
This video, posted on social media networks, calls on Nicaraguans to protest against what is being described as a fraud by staying at home. The Catholic Church has also joined the campaign.
Blessed they would be if they had permitted necessary conditions for everyone to have participated in free, just, transparent, and competitive presidential elections with international observation.
But President Ortega is going ahead with the election overseen only by his close allies. And in another unprecedented move, he has banned foreign correspondents from entering the country, while hundreds of his critics have gone into hiding or into exile here in neighboring Costa Rica. There are reports that Ortega loyalists are going house to house to intimidate voters to cast a ballot. That could make a difference in the turnout, but not in the outcome, which is already a given. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, San Jose, Costa Rica.